Hi, this is Tracy. Today we are going to talk about what the biggest fears of a narcissist is. Men, women, doesn't matter. They have fears. And we may think that they've instilled fears in us, but everything that they do has to do with a fear. The first and most important one is a fear of abandonment. They don't want to be abandoned. They were probably abandoned as a child. And so while we may have abandonment issues, they're a little bit different. They're going to get even with someone who abandons them. You break up with them first. You ask for a divorce. It doesn't matter. They are being rejected and abandoned. So they're going to lash out. They're going to either, you know, go one way or the other so they could hoover back into your life, right? That's definitely a possibility. Number two is they can like reject you like, well, I rejected you first. It's sort of a, you know, a very immature kind of strategic plan for tricking themselves into not thinking that they were abandoned. And they don't like being ignored. Ignoring a narcissist is telling them the truth, and we have to remember that they need the spotlight to survive. Without it, they're like lost little kittens and puppies. Another thing a narcissist hates and they are afraid of is the fear of being exposed. And that, my children, is our best power. Because if we all shout from the mountains and we do not let them get away with it, we are outing them in such a big way. And I'm not saying them in particular. Please don't out anybody's name. Don't do it on YouTube. Don't write emails. Don't graffiti it on a wall somewhere, because that is how they will put you in jail, because they can come up with a million, you know, slandering things. And so just don't do it to about their name. But don't let their story get buried. Share it and expose them and let people know the truth. They hate being disrespected. Has your narcissist ever felt like he was disrespected? And I know that my experience, disrespected for both my narcissists would be their bosses. Their bosses, they just didn't like them ever. My ex-husband just hated every one of his bosses, and he was always smarter than them. He was always, you know, they just don't get it. And that's being disrespected, and he hated it. If someone questions their intelligence or their decisions, they're being disrespected in their minds. Vulnerability is something that a narcissist doesn't like. Needing help, not being vulnerable like us to become victims of a psychopath narcissist, but vulnerable that, let's say, they break their leg or need surgery, and they need to have people care for them. And while their normal MO is, sure, everyone's going to do everything for me, this vulnerability of getting sick and aging, you know, something that's going to happen to their career or their life, they get cancer, they're afraid of that. So I have seen and heard tales. Many narcissists are like germaphobes. And I don't know if you had that experience, but because they're afraid of death, they are, you know, super cautious on what they like let near them, and, you know, using wipes and creams and all that stuff. Of course, they're like narcissists. How do you say his name? Narcissus. You know, the Greek mythology dude that all this is blamed after. Getting older. Oh, narcissists don't age well. And that is another sweet point for us for karma. And just accept that. They don't like it. Guess what? They're going to get older. Or if the true karma gods come, they could certainly not get better and live. I'm only kidding. They're jealous. They are so fearful of jealousy. They're afraid that you'll leave them, and they're afraid of your time, even if you're spending it with your friends. I mean, do you remember that you were sort of isolated by your narcissist because they were jealous? They were jealous of your family because they had to break you up. They had to like separate you and give you less of a support system. They're afraid that you and me are going to leave. Yeah, that's the same thing as like being exposed and being rejected, but it's something, again, not on their terms, and they don't like that, but they become worried. Did they take something too far? Think about it. They've pushed the envelope over and over, and if we respond, the idea in their head that did they go too far? It's not that, oh no, did I go too far and hurt her? No. It's, there's the line. I gotta remember that for next time. There. Don't go this far. Phew. They hate losing power and control. All of this, if you notice, is loss to them. Loss of, people in their lives, and being disrespected, being vulnerable. All of these things are exactly what we go through because they put us there. They stab us on the ground like 80 times. And then they're like wondering why we won't take them back. Oops, it's kind of crazy. They hate betrayal. They don't want anyone to know that they are who they are. To them, by disclosing that, that is betrayal. I wonder how they feel about us cheating on them. You know, I'd really like to do some research if anyone knows about that. Because think about that. Where you know they're jealous that we're talking to our brother, and they're like weird, but what about the other way around? Let's think that through. I think they know that they have a mask because they've very, very carefully crafted it. This is not something that, you know, you decided I'm going to act like a ditzy blonde today. This is a role based on everything that you have ever wanted in a person, and they act that role. And that becomes a mask that they wear with you. And then there's a mask that they wear with others. So they're afraid that the mask is going to fall. I was thinking about a topic for a video, and I'm going to make it probably next and launch it soon, because it's about the holidays. And as I was doing the research in my brain and trying to remember some good examples to share with you guys, so I'm going to tell you a little tiny story, because I think storytelling is really important. Having the mask fall, the example that I'm going to share with you is my ex-father-in-law, and there was a day in Argentina that we got into a fight over a Facebook post, and he went absolutely batshit crazy on me. I've never seen rage like that before. I've never seen anybody like like their eyes were a cartoon character. I was crying and in a hotel room with my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and I was in another country, and I wanted to go home. It was crazy. But I look back now. That complete opposite of the fake persona he had put on for me and my family was blown. His cover was blown. His temper, his real underscoring feelings came out. He called me a gold digger because I made a Facebook post about not letting the airlines go on strike. And I didn't say where I was or anything like that, but apparently that Facebook post was so scary to him for being exposed that he lashed out and the mask fell. Life was never again the same. And within 3 months, they got my husband a job back in New York and living in their house. And only a few months after that, they convinced him to divorce me. The mask fell, and I knew too much. I'm going to read a whole bunch of them without explanations. You ready? Fear of exposure, fear of intimacy, fear of death, fear of commitment, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of aging, a fear of engulfment by the narcissism that's inside of them, a fear of abandonment. They have mother fears, father fears, fears of intimacy. The greatest fear is exposure, fear of commitment, covert narcissist fears, fear of being exposed. I'm repeating them. That's all I got. See, and that is all I've got on my list of the things a narcissist is afraid of. Subscribe to my channel, please, and visit us often. Also, go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. I'll put the URL right here, and we've got all kinds of resources for you, and I'd be happy to talk with you anytime. Thank you. This is Tracy, and that is all I've got.